Hey friends, it's great to see you again. I'm so glad you're here today and welcome to Discovery Land. And we're gonna start today by standing up and praising and worshiping God. All right, so up on your feet, let's do it.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, his love is still forgiving me. And it's all because his love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
As we get ready for our lesson, we need to put on our pay attention glasses. Cool, you got yours too, awesome. And our listening ears. Hello. All right, you got it, good. And we're gonna zip, lock, and button. Ready, zip, lock, and button. And let's hear what God has to say to us today. But you know what? Before we do that, let me pray, okay? Let's pray. God, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for your word. Thanks for this lesson that we get to learn from the Bible. And God, help us to see you and to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today we're going to talk about a man named Elisha. And I've got some things to help me. Do you know what this is? Yeah, this is bread, all right? And we've got, this is going to represent our raven, and we'll get there. Have you ever been really, really hungry? I know some of you are probably thinking, I'm hungry right now. And just because I said it, you're like, Mom, can I have a snack? Yeah, and that happens sometimes too. Well, in our story today, our main character was got what? In our lesson, in our story today, our main character was super hungry. And here's what God did. Our story today begins with a guy named Elijah, and he was a prophet. And a prophet is someone who speaks for God, and God speaks to him, and then he tells the people what God's said. And so, if you remember back from a week ago, Samuel anointed David to be king. Samuel was the prophet. Well, there were lots of prophets and lots of kings after Samuel. And Elijah was speaking to a king named Ahab. And Elijah brought a warning from God to the king. And he said there was a drought coming, which meant there would be no rain. And then because there was no rain, they would have no crops, which meant no foods. So that wasn't really good news. And without food, people would be really hungry. Now, do you think the king was really happy when he heard this news from the prophet? No, he wasn't. He got really angry and wanted to hurt the prophet Elijah. So God saved Elijah and told him to leave. Now, Elijah went and hid in a place called the Kereth Valley. And God cared for Elijah by providing water from a small river right next to him. And check this out, friends. God provided food in a really unusual way. God sent ravens to bring meat, a bird to bring meat and bread to Elijah. That's crazy. That's amazing. Now, but God provided for Elijah, and he stayed near the brook for a while. But eventually, because remember, there was a drought, so the rain didn't happen, and that little stream eventually dried up. But God continued to care for Elijah. He told Elijah to go to a new place where there was a woman who would provide food for him. Elijah listened to God and did exactly what God said. Elijah found the woman as she was collecting sticks to carry back to her home to start a fire to make bread. Elijah asked her to get a drink of water for him, and she did. But when Elijah asked her for a piece of bread, you know what she said? She said she didn't have any, and she only had a little tiny bit of flour and a little bit of oil. And she told Elijah she didn't even have enough to feed herself and her son. And she was afraid that they weren't going to have enough to eat. Not enough for her and not enough for her family. So there was no way that she could provide food for Elijah too. So I wonder what happened when Elijah heard this. You might wonder that too. That's a good question. Elijah knew that God had sent him there, so he knew that God had a plan and wouldn't want her to go hungry. And so Elijah asked again, and he told the woman not to worry about using her bread to feed him too. God continued to care and provide for her and provide everything she needed, and she didn't run out of flour, and she didn't run out of oil either. God provided a miracle. Even though she only had a little tiny bit, God made sure it didn't run out, and they were able to eat every day because she listened to the words of Elijah. That's pretty amazing. Hey friends, God provides for us too, and God cares for us just like he gave Elijah people to care for him. God puts people in our lives to care for us too. Our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our grandparents, our small group leaders, our friends, and others can help us grow and learn about God. And God always cares for his people. God cared for Elijah, and God showed that care by providing Elijah what he wasn't able to find for himself. He provided in some very interesting ways with the ravens, and then provided him with bread through the woman and her son. And so God cares for us. Maybe you might be able to think of a time when God cared for you, maybe using other people. You know what? If you haven't thought about it, maybe ask your mom or dad. They can help you know who cares for you and who loves you and who God wants to help provide for you. Let's pray and let's thank God for providing for us, okay? Let's do that. God, thanks so much for providing for us. Sometimes we don't even know how it happens, but God, you do care and love for us and you want to provide. God, help us to always rely on you for what we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, let's hold our hands out for our blessing today, but I'm going to help you do some motions. You can follow along with me, okay? All right, so hold your hands out first. Children, may you know and love our God who leads us, who calls us, who finds us, who protects us, and who cares for us. Thanks, friends. Have a great week.